The Small Minority and Women-Owned Business Division of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission is hosting its annual matchmaking event later this week on the 17th. The free event, which is virtual this year, gives businesses the opportunities to meet with buyers for contract opportunities during 15-minute matchmaking meetings. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently spoke with Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston to learn more about the history and the goals of the event.
So what prompted is that we have a lot of minority and women-owned businesses in our state, and we want to try to hit targets in the state to make sure that the state government, local governments, even federal governments are spending funds with minority and women-owned businesses. So we wanted to make sure we're hitting those targets and what we thought would be a great opportunity to match these small minority women-owned businesses would be a matchmaking event. So where we bring in vendors who are looking to contract services from various government entities around Arkansas and actually introduce them to businesses so that they can have an opportunity to meet one-on-one and talk about the goods and services that they make, they might provide to them and just make that linkage so that in the future they might have a contract available that day, but you know they can have something available in a couple months from them. So it's very nice to have that connection, and the more opportunities that we can to give these minority and women-owned businesses to get in and do these contracts, the more business they're going to have and the more spend the state has with these businesses will continue to increase.
In the past, about how many businesses have you had participate?
Last year, we had about 280 people in attendance, including 25 buyers and 151 sellers. And so you have people who just come in as well that want to learn more about, how you do business in Arkansas, and maybe I'm a minority-owned business. And I just want to learn about it, not necessarily there to go ahead and do the face-to-face meetings, but you want to hear from the guest speakers and you want to hear from our division about how you can do business in the future. So you have some people who are just there, maybe you're just starting their business too, that want to get better familiar with those folks in state government and how they do that process. So, it's a learning opportunity across the board from just a new startup business to one that's been in operation for many years who's looking to expand their footprint with state government.
What kind of an impact do minority and women-owned businesses have on the state of Arkansas? You know, what proportion of the businesses in our state are owned by these groups?
So it's a smaller proportion than we'd like to see. And that's one of the reasons why we do events like this, because we want to see these businesses grow. I want to say 25% of all businesses in Arkansas are women-owned. Smaller percentage, about 15%, are minority-owned. So we've got a lot of room to grow in this. And this is one of the ways that our Women and Minority-Owned Business Division helps them to facilitate growth. So even through the pandemic, when we were able to disperse funds to our Ready for Business grant, we wanted to make sure we had an emphasis on women and minority-owned businesses, and we were able actually to get a vast majority of those funds out to those businesses. So we beat our target projections on that, and again, we've got room for growth, so an event like this certainly helps to move the needle a little bit.
Do you have any specific numbers on that?
Minority-owned businesses were 25% of the applications received for the Ready for Business. Women owned were 33%. And of the grant funds dispersed, 15% were to minority owned business and about 20% to women owned businesses.
How much money overall was, you gave me the percentages, but how much money dollar for dollar was given out for the Ready for Business grant?
So it's $130 million was the total that was given out.
So during the pandemic, we've heard a lot about minorities being disproportionately affected by COVID-19 in terms of health. Has the same been true in terms of their businesses, in terms of them having to shut down?
They certainly have been impacted. I don't want to say it's any more disproportionate to other businesses. It's across the board, by industry that we've seen it. Obviously, some industries were impacted more than others. Some service industries, hospitality, obviously hotels were significantly impacted. Things that were ordered to shut down for various health reasons, barbershops, gyms, even restaurants to some extent have seen more of an impact than, say, a manufacturer that, you know, stayed open, had to scale back, or, you know, had to adjust. So we've seen it more, I'd say, industry, less, I'd say, specific to a minority or women-owned business. That doesn't mean that they weren't impacted, because they certainly were. It's just more industry-driven versus, you know, who the owner of the business is or isn't.
In 2017, the state's small and minority business program mission was expanded to include women-owned businesses, and that's when you announced those new spending targets for the state. 8% for minority businesses, 5% for women businesses, and 2% for service-disabled veterans. How is the state doing 3 years later on meeting those targets?
Yeah, and that was part of, you know, why we wanted to do an event like this, because that helps us hit those targets. And coming in at the 15% that we're supposed to. So we have increased as a state, I think, year over year, going back, starting in 2015 with this administration. We've seen small increases, although they were increases each year, year over year. So again, we've still got work to do, but we're getting there and hitting those targets.
So are you hitting the 15%, or are you just getting closer to it?
We're getting closer to it. I think we're still a little bit shy at this point, but we're much closer than we have been.
And what are some steps you can take to hit those goals? Because it is multifaceted. It's you know, mm-hmm. getting those businesses to know that there's this opportunity, but also finding ways to connect with them. What are some tangible steps that you as a state official is trying to take to reach out to these businesses and hit those targets?
Yeah, well, obviously reaching out to them and doing events like the Matchmaker are go a long way for that. It continued education with these businesses to know the resources that are available through the Economic Development Commission. That certainly helps get the word out there. But then internally within state government, I think it's been helpful and beneficial as a result of transformation that passed last year in the governor's initiative there, that we now have 15 cabinet secretaries, and it's a lot easier to sit down with the rest of the cabinet and say, hey, you know, this department, you guys are woefully under the target, and it's hurting us as a state to trying to get there. So we're able to communicate a little bit more freely and openly with the other cabinet secretaries. And then just in some instances, it's making them aware that, hey, we have this, you know, supplier list of women and minority-owned businesses. Please consider this when you're looking to go out and procure contracts in the future. So it's just a better coordination among cabinet officials within state government to do that. And then also getting the word out to local communities, because, you know, state government's only a part of the government that represents our entire state. There's a lot of local and municipal governments too, and the opportunity there for them to partner with a vendor with a minority or women owned is certainly important. So us educating those local elected officials, whether it be a mayor or a county judge or a school district, and getting that word out there has been important too. So that's where I feel like we can continue to do a better job and get that message out.
Arkansas's Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. The Arkansas 2020 Small Minority and Women-Owned Virtual Matchmaking Event is scheduled from 9 until 3 September 17th. That's Thursday. Registration and more information about the free event available at arkansasedc.com/matchmaking2020.